Disease or Illness.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, April 19th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.64. The dew point is 43 degrees, and the current wind chill is 47 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The investigation into a shooting Monday night in Topeka continues. Roxanne Stewart has more.
A man who was shot and killed on Monday night in Topeka has been identified. KSNT reports the shooting occurred Monday evening in the 2300 block of South Bellevue, where Topeka police officers found a man with a gunshot wound. The victim, Sherman Coleman of Topeka, was pronounced dead at the hospital. Police are investigating the incident and are asking for the public's help in identifying the shooter. Contact the Topeka Police Department or call Crime Stoppers. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The city of Wichita has been looking at changes to its short-term rental ordinance. The majority of residential zoning districts currently require rentals for no less than 7 days with a permit. The proposed ordinance would allow property owners 12 months to get into compliance and would give neighbors the chance to protest. A public hearing is coming up on May 11th. Any changes to the short-term rental ordinance in Wichita would have to come to a vote. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at QualityStructures.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly signed six bipartisan bills, including House Bill 2019, which improves public awareness of cybersecurity incidents, authorizes the state to make changes to cybersecurity training, assessments, and responses, and modernizes Kansas's cybersecurity systems. Governor Kelly said in today's digital world, it's essential to ensure that cybersecurity measures are in place to protect communities across Kansas. And she was pleased to sign House Bill 2019, which is a bipartisan solution that protects privacy and taxpayer dollars by improving their ability to prevent and respond to cybersecurity attacks. Jeff Maxon, the interim chief information technology officer, said through mandatory reporting, the bill increases communication between the state and its public and private partners to ensure that they address cybersecurity in a holistic fashion. He said the bill also helps create a cohesive standard for cybersecurity policy across state agencies. In addition to House Bill 2019, Governor Kelly signed five bipartisan bills that address public safety and other issues impacting communities across Kansas, and they include House Bill 2015, which expands who from a public safety agency can petition the court for an order requiring infectious disease testing. Employees within the scope of the law include corrections officers, emergency services staff, juvenile correctional facility staff, and law enforcement. House Bill 2020 establishes conditions in the Kansas Transportation Network Company Services Act for when drivers for transportation network companies, including Uber and Lyft, are independent contractors. The bill would also add to employment-related law that requirement for or the use of a motor carrier safety improvement would not affect or change the worker status of a driver. House Bill 2027 creates a procedure to prevent the distribution of a person's assets to someone charged with killing that person. House Bill 2042 authorizes self-storage units operators to tow motor vehicles, watercraft, or trailers for not paying rent or abandoning their belongings. and House Bill 2065 allows a court to change a spouse's name to a name that is different than a maiden or former name during a divorce proceeding. Hundreds of thousands of Kansans could lose their health care coverage as the state goes through a year-long Medicaid redetermination process. According to Kansas health care officials at Blue Cross Blue Shield, about 104,000 Kansans are expected to lose their current health care coverage, and the changes come as the coronavirus pandemic restrictions have been lifted. Katrina McGivern, a spokeswoman for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, said people expecting to lose coverage may be able to seek help through other options. She said that they could go onto the marketplace, which is healthcare.gov, and take a look at the plans that are available. And if they've got a doctor they want to see or certain prescription medications they have to have access to, they could check for that also. She added that they could also potentially be available for some subsidies, which would help lower the cost of their premiums. People should also make sure to fill out a coverage renewal letter if they get one and go to the CanCare website at cancare.ks.gov to make sure their information is up to date. Congress enacted the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which included a requirement that Medicaid programs keep people continuously enrolled through March 31st of 2023 in exchange for enhanced federal funding. Now, states have to determine which current Medicaid enrollees are eligible to remain on Medicaid and which are not. For the first time in the 20-year history of the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is offering all phone coaching enrollees 8 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy while supplies last. Participants who are 18 years of age and older that want to quit smoking, vaping, or chewing tobacco and enroll in the phone coaching program can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that will be mailed directly to their home if they enroll by midnight on Sunday, April 30th. Matthew Schrock, the cessation coordinator, said they want all tobacco users to know that although quitting is hard, they can do it. He said individuals who smoke often try to quit several times before succeeding. However, proven treatments and services are available that can improve your chances to quit for good. And he added that they encourage all Kansans to try to quit, and if they want free help, to take advantage of this opportunity. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is a free 24/7 resource available to Kansas residents to help them quit smoking. The Quit Line provides help such as counseling, a personalized quit plan, and quitting support by phone and through online services. And a survey of QuitLine users highlighted that 90% of participants were satisfied with the QuitLine coaches and counselors. The QuitLine can be reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. In Nebraska news, Nebraska's controversial permitless concealed carry bill could be heading to the governor's desk today. The final reading is scheduled at the Capitol, and Governor Jim Pillen has said he supports the measure. If it passes, Nebraska would become the 26th state that allows people to carry a concealed handgun without a permit. Right now, you're required to not only get a $100 permit, but you also have to pass a safety course, which can cost more than $200. Lincoln Police Chief Teresa Ewens has come out against the so-called constitutional carry bill several times, saying it's poorly written and puts lives at risk. And Senator Tom Brewer, who introduced the legislation and has made it a top priority for years now, said this is about guaranteeing the right to bear arms in Nebraska. According to the CDC, Nebraska has the 10th lowest rate of firearm deaths in the entire country as of 2021. State officials reported that an employee was killed Monday in an explosion at the Green Plains ethanol plant in Wood River. The Nebraska State Fire Marshal Agency said that at around 2:40 p.m., Wood River Fire and Rescue responded to the ethanol plant on a report of an explosion with injuries. When the crews arrived, firefighters found a liquid holding tank had been involved in an explosion and an employee was pronounced dead at the scene. The Hall County attorney has ordered an autopsy to determine the cause of death. Another employee was taken to an Omaha hospital and remains in critical condition, and three contractors were also treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. At the time of the explosion, work was being done on the holding tank. The Fire Marshal Agency reported that the cause of the explosion is considered accidental. In a statement, Green Plains officials said the plant was not operational at the time. Lincoln officials reported that a homeless encampment in West Lincoln was caught up in a grass fire on Tuesday, and the blaze was reported near West B and Southwest 1st Streets around 5:20 p.m. According to Lincoln Fire and Rescue Battalion Chief Jeremy Gegg, Lincoln Fire and Rescue called in the Southwest Rural Fire Department to help battle the flames, which were 5 to 10 feet high. Trees and tents were burned. However, no one was injured. Nearby railroad tracks were shut down and West A Street was closed. And as of 6:30 p.m., the fire was under control. However, drones were looking for hot spots. The cause of the fire is not yet known. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will host its next public meeting at noon on April 27th at the Wyandotte County Historical Museum in Bonner Springs. The meeting, which will also be offered virtually via Zoom, will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, and the approval of past minutes. Commissioners will then have final discussions on staff recommendations before taking a vote that includes the fall turkey season bag limits and permits, the spring turkey season bag limits and permits, and the proposed 2024 spring turkey season dates. Following the public hearing portion of the meeting, commissioners will welcome public comment on non-agenda items and then hear an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update. A general discussion period will follow before commissioners hear several workshop session items, which are proposed regulation changes that may be voted on at a future date. And before adjourning, commissioners will once again set aside time for public comment on non-agenda items. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually via Zoom, and virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com/kdwp-info/commission, or you can watch live video and audio stream of the meeting by visiting ksoutdoors.com and following a link. And any individual with a disability may request other accommodations by contacting the commission secretary. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on June 22nd at Acorns Resort in Milford. Governor Kelly issued a proclamation declaring the month of April as Safe Digging Month in Kansas, and the proclamation, in concurrence with National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects. Governor Kelly joined the Kansas Corporation Commission, Kansas 811, and other industry professionals in encouraging excavators and homeowners to call 811 before they begin digging projects to prevent injuries, property damage, and inconvenient utility outages. Dialing 811 connects callers to Kansas 811, which notifies the appropriate utility companies of the intent to dig. The calls are taken 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and to locate requests can be also made online at kansas811.com. Excavators and homeowners are required to make a request at least 2 working days prior to beginning a digging project, and professional locators are then sent to the digging site to mark the approximate locations of underground lines with flags or spray paint. And once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. Every digging project, no matter how large or small, requires a call to 811. There's no charge to have utility lines marked, and the depth of utility lines vary, and there may be multiple lines in a common area. Some utility lines are buried only a few inches below the surface, making them easy to strike during shallow digging projects. Installing a mailbox, landscaping, putting in a fence, and building a deck are all examples of digging projects that necessitate a call to 811. You can learn more about 811 and Safe Digging Month by visiting call811.com. And for more information about Kansas 811, you can visit kansas811.com. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as a recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated, and this award will be used to purchase transition backpacks. The backpacks include early learning materials and activities that are developmentally appropriate for 3-year-old children and teach valuable concepts that they need to know for school success. And backpacks also provide caregivers and parents activities for children that encourage engagement and learning. Tammy Dryling, the DSNWK Family Services Manager, said they're very excited to be able to supply families with these special backpacks, as they will support both children and families by helping the children use the tools they developed while at KidLink for a smooth transition to their next level of education. She said DSNWK thanks Midwest Energy for its support of the children and families serviced by KidLink. The DSNWK KidLink Early Intervention Program provides a system of services to help infants and toddlers from birth to the age of three who have a developmental delay, diagnosed disability, or are at risk for a developmental delay, including vision and hearing impairments. The services are provided in the child's natural living environment, and KidLink covers multiple counties in north central Kansas. These include Osborne, Phillips, Rooks, Russell, Smith, Ellis, a portion of Rush, and Norton County. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have roast beef, whipped potatoes, gravy, apple wedge, pepper strips, banana bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham and cheese pockets, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 6 p.m., the High School Junior Varsity Golf in Goodland. All day long, the Norton Community High School Art at Fort Hays State University. At 12 p.m., the Junior High Service Learning Day. And at 2:23 p.m., a SAD meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 73 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 4 a.m. and then a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 40 and windy with a northeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, becoming north 25 to 30 miles per hour in the evening. The winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour tonight with a chance of precipitation of 70%. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 62 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 58 and windy with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 62. On Monday, there's a 30% chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And on Tuesday, there's a 50% chance of rain, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Currently, with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is north at 16 with gusts to 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.64. The dew point is 43 degrees. And the current wind chill is 47 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Royals dropped their fifth consecutive game as they fell 12-2 to the Texas Rangers on Tuesday night. Brian Keller made his fourth start of the season and struggled all night long. Keller went just four innings on the night, allowing three runs on three hits, also walking a season-high five batters en route to the loss. The game was close when Keller exited as the team trailed just 3-2, but a bullpen implosion put the game out of reach as Carlos Hernandez allowed five runs on five hits in the sixth inning without recording a single out. Josh Stahman and Josh Taylor also gave up a combined four runs over the final three innings of the game. The Royals' offense once again struggled to drive in runners with scoring position in the contest. The Royals went 0-9 with runners in scoring position on the night and ended up leaving six runners on base. Over their current five-game losing streak, the Royals have now been outscored 40-12 and have fallen to 1-11 at home. The Royals will turn to Brady Singer this afternoon in the series finale to try and end the losing streak and avoid the sweep to the Rangers. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have a disturbance over California and Arizona that's going to be headed our way. We have strong south winds this morning, gusting upwards of 25 to 40 miles per hour that will usher in some more moisture. But a warm layer of air in the atmosphere way up high is called a cap, and that may keep some thunderstorms from forming later on today as a cold front approaches. If they do form, it would be between 5 and 7 o'clock this afternoon. Any storm could be severe, with the main threats being over central Kansas. Otherwise, storms may hold off until later on tonight or overnight. Meanwhile, a red flag warning is in effect for extreme fire danger in western Kansas, and we may see a significant freeze Saturday night. In northwestern Kansas, a chance of rain later on today with a high in the mid-60s. Breezy in north central Kansas with a high near 80. A chance of thunderstorms this afternoon in northeast Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. Windy in southwest Kansas with a high 82. 85 in south central Kansas. 75 in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. It's a turnaround Wednesday, as after 2 days of gains, we have losses in the overnight markets for our grains. May corn down 4.5 at 673, July down 4.5 at 640, December down 4.75 at 566 and a quarter. May soybeans down a nickel at 1514 and a quarter, July down 6 at 1485, November down 7 at 1312 and a half. Kansas City wheat, May down 14 and 867 and a quarter, July down 14.75 at 853.5. Chicago wheat, May down 9.5 at 688.5, July down a dime at 699.5. Dow futures down 166 points. Crude oil down $1.71 a barrel at $79.15. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st to generate carbon credits for qualifying practice changes you've made.